Today on the Droids You're Looking For, a Star Wars podcast, we talk about Jedi Fallen Order and Lego the Skywalker Saga, and then at the end, a little preview of D23, all today on the podcast. What they throw. Welcome to the Droids You're Looking For, a Star Wars podcast. I'm Ryan, along with Chris. We're two droids short today.
Two droids short of a sabacc deck, as Sam would say.
But you know, we're happy to be here. We hope people listen to the Outpost. Chris, great times.
It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed our time in the Outpost.
And I gotta say, if you didn't listen all the way through the last 4 minutes,
if you want to hear pure laughter,
if you want to hear three dudes just really enjoying each other, that is where to go. It is an instant serotonin boost.
Please listen to that. And don't forget about the special contest. We're not going to say the secret word on this episode. You got to listen to it on the Outpost. Your chance to win 4 frame posters by Marco Menev. Star Wars original trilogy color prints. The link is in the episode of the Outpost. So listen to that for your chance
to win. That's
right.
And no cheating. Don't be asking your friends. We know people like to sit around the water cooler talking about what they heard on the Droids You're Looking For, the Star Wars podcast, or the Outpost.
Yep. People are always talking about the Outpost.
People are always. I heard 3 people on the subway talking. They didn't know I was there.
Yeah.
They didn't know.
Don't cheat.
So don't cheat. Find out for yourself. That's what I'm saying. So Chris, we said on the last episode, the Outpost episode, where we did all our E3 coverage. We did a deep dive into E3.
Yeah.
But we saved the Jedi Fallen Order content for today, for the mainline episode.
Of course.
So, you mentioned to me right before the pod, they announced that there's going to be a 5-issue comic book run.
Yeah. So they just announced that they're going to do, Lucas in their ever, churning machine of telling one large cohesive story is going to produce a canonical comic book leading up to Jedi Fallen Order. So I think it takes place, I believe, the events slightly prior to Order 66.
It's just Revenge of the Sith.
It's basically you are Anakin. You follow Anakin, a Jedi turning Sith. No, I think, it takes place before. It's going to lead up. It's kind of fun. I'm glad they do that stuff. I back in the day, I read some Halo ones, which were kind of fun for the new games, I think.
Yeah. I enjoy the comic book tie-in. I think sometimes, you know, it was really in vogue for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I think it may have jumped the shark when, like, Richard Kelly did a 3 comic book prequel to Southland Tales. And it was like, I'm not sure everything should get a comic book.
Yeah, we don't need comic books for everything. I think Star Wars lends itself.
Yeah, for sure. So, that'll be leading into the Jedi Fallen Order.
Is that still
Order
on TV?
That's... Chris.
Is that a movie?
You're talking about Southland.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I'm talking about Richard Kelly's follow-up to Donnie Darko's Southland.
Yeah, you got it.
But yeah, I mean, if you want to... check out Ben McKenzie on Southland. If it's not still on TNT, it's definitely running on TNT right now.
At any given moment.
So, Jedi Fallen Order, Chris, they showed some gameplay footage. We'll get into what the overall response from the fandom was, but you know, what was your response?
So, I was very excited for this game, and I'm sure lots of us are. And I think what made me excited about it was that this was kind of the one that broke through all of the other development tracks. I know they've teased games for the last maybe 10 years. There was a Lucas film-approved Star Wars Underworld kind of game where it looked very graphically impressive, like next-gen graphics, which probably would even match games today. And then we heard about this open world experience, and then we heard they were kind of backing down on that, and now we hear about Jedi Fallen Order. So I was very excited. I think ultimately the demo they showed may not have been the right demo to show. To me, it looked, I think we could judge video games on graphics. I know there are fun games that have bad graphics. It just visually fell a little flat for me. It felt like third-person view of Battlefront. I don't know what they're quite doing there. And I know everyone involved in making this game is trying to do... they have Star Wars. So they're trying to make the best game they can. I've just, from my perspective, this thing, it looked a little flat, and I don't mean to be negative about it. I'm excited for a new Star Wars game, but there was some kind of oomph that was just not there for me.
I agree. To me, it felt very samey. It was flat is a good way to put it. I thought it looked generic to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really know what the answer to that is, because like you said, it looked like a third person Battlefront, even though Battlefront technically does have a third person view. But it just looked to me like, yeah, this is an EA Star Wars game, you know, and in a way that they've been kind of promising that like this is going to be the Star Wars game to end all Star Wars games, like this is the Jedi game. It looked like an amped up version of Force Unleashed, which we discussed it possibly would. And those games are fun and stuff. I just think that, you know, now getting on a decade after them, maybe more, I was hoping that there would be a little bit more. That being said, I heard that there were some closed door demos for like industry people that were held that they said were much more promising, to the point that they were curious why they even showed what they showed.
Oh, interesting.
You know, because there was a trailer that came out later that showed our main character like climbing in a swamp, like climbing up the mossy leg of an AT-AT.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, that's much more exciting than what we saw.
Yeah, I think the track that they showed us just wasn't, it didn't have anything that I was genuinely impressed about, or it wasn't anything new. But I mean, this could also be they're saving it for the game, which is, I mean, I guess if they treat this kind of property like they would treat any of the movies, then that's kind of par for the course, right?
Sure. Yeah, and that's a good point. And, you know, I mean, like, obviously we're all going to play it. It's, you know, that's it. But it does, it hinted in the demo that it said, at one point it says, like, skill point acquired, but it didn't give us any details as to, like, a skill tree or how that's going to kind of play into it, how customizable your character is. I think a lot of people are kind of hoping for a customizable Jedi experience, you know, where you have, like, certain... like force powers that you emphasize, that you build your own character, and it didn't give any sense that that's going to be what it is, that right. If there's any RPG elements, that it'll be kind of like light RPG elements. And I think that despite them saying that it's going to be, you know, you could approach this every mission from different standpoints and different tactics, and that they've said that there's going to be these large open areas, the vertical slice that we saw was very on rails,
right?
Beyond just that, like, obviously it's a demo, we don't get to choose, but it's, you know, it was like a corridor.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope the whole game isn't like that. It doesn't mean it would be bad, it just wouldn't be the game I want it to be.
Yeah, it seemed that's the safe way to kind of give one of these demos also. And who knows how much of this thing is finished. It's coming out when, next year?
November.
Oh, this November. Wow. So hopefully the game is near finished. I like the idea. I like your little helper droid. They have they check all the Star Wars boxes for sure. I think one thing, kind of looking at it, it reminded me of the Dark Forces games, like Dark Forces Jedi Knight.
Yeah.
Which is also actually a very similar story, which is probably non-canonized now. And that game was the first game that actually got lightsaber action right, I think. Like, you felt genuinely, like, in control of the lightsaber. You were earning special powers. Like, that was kind of the evolutionary trajectory of those kind of games.
Mm-hmm.
And then they took a little bit of a backseat, I think, to kind of bring back to the prequels and the trilogy re-releases of certain, like, there was, like, a whole series of flight simulators that they released for a while, and part of me is kind of wishing they'd go back to that kind of aspect of Star Wars and not this third person. This looked like it'd have the remnants of an Uncharted game in it somewhere. And almost the button was pressed when games like Arkham Knight and those kind of things were super popular. And they might just be a couple of years behind, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, people were trying, and I think they were being optimistic, but people kept trying to compare the lightsaber fighting to, like, Dark Souls combat.
Okay.
And the only reason, I think, is because Dark Souls has kind of become the high watermark for, like, third-person action in terms of, like, tight and challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that people really want this to be something like that. I think that would be great. And, again, a lot of the closed doors demo reactions were very much more positive, that the gameplay feels really tight and stuff like that, and that would be great. But I think that all of the Star Wars games that have come out in the last few years have kind of been beholden to being a tie-in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, plot-wise, this isn't, but it's releasing into the fall. Obviously, it's to, you know, have some kind of synergy with the release of The Rise of Skywalker.
Right.
And the same thing happened with both Battlefront games.
Yeah.
And I think that with development cycles being what they are, and Disney making it clear that they'll be taking a break from films,
mm-hmm.
you know, Star Wars films for at least a few years after the release of Episode 9, I think that in that gap is when we'll see the next great Star Wars game.
Sure.
Because it won't be beholden to anything, it won't have to tie into anything, and also, I think people will be hungry for the content. So I'm hoping that that's kind of when that can happen, and I think that'd be exciting.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I don't want to... Well, you know what? I'll get down on EA. Like, they're known for being a terrible employer to their employees. Like, I would love to see it get out of their hands and go somewhere else. I think that they pump out generic games. They're all about the bottom line, and, you know, obviously any developer needs to be and publisher needs to be, but I think that another company could do something special with it that they are not willing to do.
Definitely. And I think we might see history repeat ourselves here. Like, if this Skywalker trilogy, the end of the saga, is going to be so strong, think of after post Revenge of the Jedi, that kind of that dark time. That's when we had those games. That's when things like
Return of the Jedi? Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's when we had, like, Dark Forces. Did I say Revenge?
You did, which is kind of cool. Because, like you said, the alternate title.
Yeah, right. Jedis do not seek revenge. But that's when you had Dark Forces. That's when you saw Lucas, the game studio, really start to kick it into high gear with a lot of spectacular, like, games. And I think we might get a little bit of that as much as we can. Star Wars and kind of just pop culture wise wasn't as on the forefront back then, I don't think. Mm-hmm. I think, like, things like video games and even the movies to a certain degree were a pretty niche audience at mm-hmm. like in 1990, like maybe of the time. Star Wars, of course, was one of the most popular things that has ever existed, but kind of post that buzz, there was this slowdown, and that's when I think Lucasfilm and LucasArts started to get a little creative and started to let things like TIE Fighter and X-Wing and Dark Forces, and they start to experiment a little bit with their games. And I hope they still push that same boundary, because they are a technology company as well as a film studio.
I agree. It'd be super cool to see. We mentioned this on the Outpost, of the two Star Wars games shown, I was more excited about the Lego one.
This is true.
Those Lego Star Wars games are really fun.
There is,
and this is the entire saga.
I challenge you to find a more satisfying sound than collecting the little one dot bits in this thing. The one brick bits.
They're also, like, genuinely funny.
They're hilarious. They are a good Star Wars parody. Like, I would call them the definitive Star Wars parody.
And, like, for Lucasfilm to allow someone to play with their brand that way in such a playful way is, like, cool.
Mm-hmm.
That they have the full license, and it's great. And those games are always fun, so I think that this one will be no different.
I'm very excited. I like the idea that it's a full story, mm-hmm. the full saga. I know they kind of piecemealed it, I believe. What was the first one released? Was that just the original trilogy, or was that the...
I think it was...
The new games.
The Clone Wars. I'll look it up. Vamp.
Yeah. But yeah, so I heard a very interesting thing also on... how you're saying just, like, kind of the story elements of those Lego games is great, where it was on some website where the animation in those, the Lego characters, it goes beyond the confines of the physical item of what, like, a Lego can do. And so it's kind of created this own, like, Lego universe where, like, they live in a real world. Whereas, like, mm-hmm. the Lego movies, their pieces move with the confines of the physical thing.
Right.
And so it kind of has given Lego Star Wars its own, like, art style.
Yes.
And I think...
That's cool. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
So, to answer your question, the first one that was released was in 2005. It was just called Lego Star Wars, the video game. And it was based on the prequel trilogy.
Gotcha.
Then the second one was the original trilogy. Then, 2 years later, there was the complete saga.
Okay.
But that was only the prequels and the original.
That just mashed the two games together.
Right. Now we're getting the true complete saga. And then there's been the Clone Wars and the Force Awakens since then.
Gotcha.
And I'm told that the Force Awakens is the best one.
It's a lot of fun. I've played it.
Yeah, it seems like a blast.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's awesome. That'll be like a fun little thing. You know, like it'll be after the release of The Rise of Skywalker, obviously, because The Rise of Skywalker will be included in it.
I hope that I hope they hide those cutscenes. That's all I'm saying. If you
don't
produce
get
that
it
game,
all ruined.
Don't throw those on GameStop TV or whatever channel that was. Please, just keep them secret.
Don't let it happen to Chris again.
No, I'm very excited for that. That was actually a little bit of a surprise, too. That wasn't really on my radar.
And I'm surprised no one's been talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a pretty big announcement.
Yeah, I think it's huge. It's conceivably 6-9 games in one.
Yeah. And I wonder if they'll be, like, obviously, they'll be... redoing in terms of like a new engine and stuff like that, but I wonder if they'll be like rewriting the original ones, or if they'll remastering them.
From the little bit of rumors going around, I've heard there is open world elements to it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Great. I wonder if there's like time travel.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Anything. Could be anything.
Throw it in.
I wonder
if
the Avengers will be in it.
I'd throw them all in there. Put some of those weird space sets in there, have them play with each other.
Oh, I'd like that.
Yeah.
I'd like it if part of the game is an avatar of yourself building Lego.
You're just building Lego. I love that you know the correct term.
Chris, listen, this is going out on the internet. I'm no fool.
This Millennium Falcon...
I don't
want to
have the cult of Lego coming down on me.
The Millennium Falcon, though, that my brother and I built.
Yes.
25 times the size of the original. That's all I'm going to say.
I heard that when they were building the new ones at Galaxy's Edge, they said we need to make a 1/6 scale to the Sturbank Millennium Falcon.
They call it the Sturbank scale. No, I think
1/6.
I think it was worthy. It was kind of like they gave us Fallen Order. That was a bit of a gamble for them, I'm sure. Was it going to hit or not? I mean, I think with the one thing that I have seen memed a lot is the Chewbacca model for the game. It's just, they got to just boost the fur on that thing a little bit. And I think they'll be okay. But
maybe you should write in.
The lukewarm reception of that was, or should I say the Skywalker warm reception of that was... kind of pillowed by this release announcement of Lego Star Wars for me.
And that's what it's all about, baby.
Yeah.
Also, I was looking this up. It says that there are three human-built things visible from space. The Great Wall of China, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The studio from The Truman Show.
Of course.
And the Sturbank scale Millennium Falcon.
28 billion bricks were used to build it.
It's amazing.
It's crazy.
It's true. I mean, they say there's only 8 wonders, but to me, there's only one great wonder of the world, and it's the Sturbank scale Millennium Falcon. And you could fit the other 8 inside of it.
It's the gray wonder, and yes.
Victoria Falls can fit in the Millennium Falcon.
Exactly. That was really of a goal of ours at the beginning, was can we fit Victoria Falls inside of it?
Can we fit the waterfall from What Dreams May Come into the Millennium Falcon?
Deep cut.
I'm trying. You could tell I'm trying to make as many vague and obtuse references that no one will get as I can. And I think I'm up to three or four.
Ryan, I remember when that show was on TV. No, I'm just kidding. I know that.
So not that much news. A little bit of a short episode this week. Yeah. So our last thing is D23 is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some reveals about that. Chris, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so they just announced D23 is going to come up, and this is where they're going to really officially unveil Disney Plus. We'll probably get a demo of Disney Plus, but obviously, as we know, along with
do you think we'll be able to play it at booths?
We'll be able to take our Apple TV remote and go whoop, 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 whoop. Along with that is the content that comes with Disney Plus, specifically The Mandalorian. I think will probably be screened or debuted. I know they have promised there will be content for that, and that is August 24th. Of course, you know the Droidy Boys will be on that in every way, shape, and form. We won't actually be there because we didn't get the invite.
After all the good things we've said.
But I think I'm excited for that, and there's also hints of some The Rise of Skywalker saga footage. Or what is it called? The Rise of Skywalker.
Right.
There's no saga at the end, right?
No, the Skywalker saga is you may remember a few moments ago we were talking about the Lego Star Wars.
Yes.
That's called the Skywalker saga.
Gotcha. It sounded right when I just said it. But the footage, maybe we'll get some more footage, or my guess is maybe a possible trailer. I think it'd be smart if they held.
It seems like a good time for trailer number two.
I think it'd be really smart if a week before, or 3 days before the trailer dropped, they said, download the Disney Plus app. You don't have to be a member, whatever, but this is the official place to see the trailer first.
I think that's a good move, and I think you're right.
Because that'll get everyone in the app, and then you'll be like, hey, you know what? Oh, I got access to all 8 Star Wars movies out? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I think that would be a smart move. This is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking we get trailer number 2 at D23, mm-hmm. and then I'm thinking Thanksgiving week we get Rise of Skywalker final trailer.
Oh, man. Just like we come full circle.
It's happening this year, man.
Oh, man. I just got dizzy when you said that.
Then we're entering the dry spell.
Well, that's why we got The Outpost for you, to give you the news that's not Star Wars. Don't forget to listen to The Outpost. Drop in every couple of weeks, we think, probably.
Every couple of weeks, when we feel compelled. It'll be coming out on Tuesdays. And yeah. I think for sure every couple of weeks at least.
Yeah.
And you know what? Maybe even more.
Whoa.
Maybe Whoa. Every week. Keep Whoa. It in your feeds.
Keep it in your feeds.
Well, Chris, you know, it was a slow news week, but I think we really made lemonade here.
Hey, I think we did. I think I know we're all a little hard on it. I'm excited for Jedi Fallen Order. I think it's going to be a Star Wars game, and so how much can we actually complain, you know?
You know what? It's like Battlefront was as generic as games get. Battlefront 2, I should say.
Yeah.
And that had a campaign. I really enjoyed it.
Still has Days of My Life, so.
Yeah. You know what? They could put a Star Wars skin on anything. I'll play it.
And they do. They do, and I buy it, eat it. I'm going to go get some of those Star Wars little cuties.
You're paying a friend of ours for Star Wars glasses. Literally glasses.
That is true. Yes.
And have Star Wars on them.
Not glasses you wear, but you could wear them in some kind of...
They're not even your prescription, Chris.
They're Darth Vader's glasses.
It's going to be a driving hazard. It's going to be a mess.
But I'm going to have them.
Well, Chris, do you want to do the social media rundown?
Do I ever? Follow us on Twitter at DroidsPod. Follow us on Facebook, the Droids You're Looking For podcast. Search that. I believe it's DroidsPod @gmail.com. That's how you can email us. Follow us on Instagram at DroidsPod. And please like, rate, review, tell a friend on iTunes or any podcast service that you listen to. I know some of us here at the Droids Pod use Stitcher. So if you're a Stitcher person, please leave a review. Can you leave a review on Stitcher?
Stitcher for all your podcasting needs. Again, that's Stitcher.
That's right. USPS, send postage by home from the mail.
Should we just start saying sponsors and hope that they... Stamps.com.
Do you know what we could do? Just do it for like 50 episodes and then tell Stamps.com like, hey, our, like, we didn't get the payment for that.
That's it, yeah. You can, that's like something you could do with like the IRS.
Right. Yeah. It's like, hey, we didn't get our check. We've been advertising. What's going on here?
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me. I have to get my Bonobos pants back from the dry cleaner. Bonobos. That's where I bought my pants.
Hey, but I need a loot box. Lootbox.com.
If you're ever here in New York, go to Zabar's.
Does Zabar's advertise on podcasts?
They advertise on NPR podcasts.
Of course.
A lot of times it's Robert Sean Leonard to tell you that that they have New York toasting bagels. Ooh. And baklava.
Oh, I was gonna say the babkas are fresh.
And I have been there, and that's true. Zabar's is amazing.
Oh yeah, you know
this
what?
We're not getting paid for this.
I'm gonna give a tip of the cat, official tip of the cat, to Zabar's.
Zabar's, 82nd Street.
This took a strange turn, baby. But you know what? I love it. Hey, Ryan, I think we did it. I think we told the people what they want to hear.
Hey,
hopefully.
Chris. Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
I'll see you at Zabar's, buddy.
Hey, I'll see you at Zabar's. I'll see everyone at Zabar's. Free delivery.
Thanks for listening to the Droids You're Looking For, a Star Wars podcast. What they throw?
Annie?
Ooh.
You boys want to go to Galaxy's Medieval Times?
You guys want to go to Zabar's?